Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Today, St. Louis City officials speaking out about the dangers of celebratory gunfire as we approach New Year's Eve. Every year, people fire guns in the air and hundreds of calls are reported to police. Following your size, Justina Cornell is in studio now with a message coming in from those city leaders. Justina.
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size. If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday, brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
All right, joined by the one and only Mark Walters, host of Armed American Radio. Mark, welcome in, my friend. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you too, brother.
You know, we got a little problem down here in St. Louis. I don't know what they do, how they do it in Georgia. But on New Year's Eve, a bunch of these idiots go outside with their probably illegal handguns and long rifles, and they fire them into the air to celebrate on New Year's Eve. And of course, what goes up must come down. And every few years, if not every year, people get injured by this. It's stupid. But we've decided that we've now passed a law against it. So I'm expecting all of that to end tonight.
Oh, yes. Did the law pass?
It did. Yeah, there's now a law. It's called Blair's Law because of somebody in Kansas City that got killed by a stray bullet in 2011. So now we know that since it's illegal, criminals will pay attention.
Yeah, I think it's wonderful. The law passed and that won't happen again.
Yeah.
There will be no more celebratory gunfire in St. Louis because the legislature passed a law saying you can't do that. You just highlighted that. That was brilliant, by the way, to highlight that, because it does prove the point that we're talking about, right? You can't, first of all, you can't legislate stupidity, you can't legislate morality, right? And you certainly can't legislate criminal behavior. And go ahead.
No, it doesn't mean they're going to stop. I mean, this is the nonsense behind the same people. Many of the same people want to pass a law that would make it illegal for a teenager to carry a gun through the streets of downtown St. Louis. I'm sorry.
Well, Mark, what they should have done, they didn't have to go to through the legislative process. They could have just put a sign up that said no celebratory gunfire.
Well, you're right. Inside the city limits.
I hear Kim laughing in the background.
Because it's just funny. It's like, how do you think this is going to be enforced? I mean, we're down, Mark. How many officers? 300-plus police officers in the city of St. Louis. They have bigger fish to fry than running around the city on New Year's Eve trying to catch people who were celebratory gunfire doing that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, that's where the signs come in, Kim.
You're right. I can't believe we hadn't thought of the signs. Mark, maybe you and I should go around and put some signs out.
Just put some signs up. Yeah.
Well, you know, all you've got to do when you have a lack of officers on the streets is, I mean, imagine the Walmart, how much safer it would be if they just put a no shoplifting sign up in front of the door. Okay? Do that in front of every retail establishment. Put a no gun sign, no shoplifting sign. You don't need officers because people follow the, if they follow the rules, they follow the signs. You know, guys, it highlights in an absurdly funny way. Really, it's kind of sad to be laughing about this because there are really people out there who believe that.
Well, and it's sad because there are people stupid enough to go fire their gun into the air and think that it's not going to potentially fall and hurt someone. I don't understand. But you can't fix stupid. You can't.
No, it does boggle
stupidity.
The mind. Yeah, that level of stupidity does boggle the mind.
Yeah.
You know, all you've got to do is look back at a lot of liberal progressive policies. Well, let's defund the police and the city will be safer. How does that work? How do you square that? In what planet, does that even come remotely true? Well, it doesn't. Let's open the borders. Why? Now, you've got on a bigger, you know, you could take this to the macro and the micro level, but you go to a guy like Gavin Newsom. I'm not going to go, you know, we're not going to work with Tom Homan. We're not going to work with ICE. We're going to protect our immigrant population, including murderers and thieves. from arrest. We're not going to let them be taken off of our streets so that they can continue to harm our citizens. Why? And it does. It boggles the mind. There's no answer to these questions. And when you sit and you think about these things, and when you talk about them like you do or I do for a living, it gets kind of difficult because you really don't have an answer and you'd like to have an answer. It is absolutely mind-boggling that there are people that think like this.
Yeah,
but
it really
they do.
Is. You know, I we're talking to Mark Walters. Of course, he runs Armed American Radio and Armed American News. You have a story on there this morning that's pretty frightening about a wrongful ATF raid in Baltimore. What happened up there, Mark?
You know, first of all, let's say this about the ATF. How many times do we have a wrongful ATF raid? Think about this for a second. Okay, how many times has that happened?
Well, I mean, I'm sure it's happened a lot.
Got people dead.
Yeah. Probably not all that. I'm just not that familiar with that many cases of it, but clearly it's happened.
Well, it's happened quite a bit. And I got to go back to what happened in this particular case. You had a guy by the name of Mark Chapa, who was a gun owner. He's a gun collector, a Second Amendment advocate, et cetera. And yet again, we have an ATF. Now, this guy had, I think it was, without looking at the number, I think it was about 70 legally owned guns.
Right.
Stored at his home in Baltimore. And all of his firearms, Lee Williams wrote the article, complied with federal laws. But that doesn't matter to the ATF. I mean, all you got to do is look at what happened at the Little Rock Airport as well. Now, the wife of the Little Rock executive airport director out there is fighting the government to get the guns back that they took after they murdered her husband. Listen to what I'm saying. The ATF comes to his door, kills him, and then takes his guns and won't give them back to his wife, who is now fighting in court to get her property back, his property back, which was all legally purchased because the ATF said they didn't like what he was going to do. So, you know, this thing started around November, and I'll quote from Lee Williams, the morning of the raid started just like any other morning. My wife went downstairs around 4:30 a.m. to make coffee. I was sitting on the side of the bed getting myself together. Mark, there's somebody outside. Imagine hearing this, right?
Wow.
He saw people mulling around in the front yard. Manley grabbed a handgun and looked out the window. He could see ATF agents making tactical movements all over his front yard. I could see agents crouching down with long guns. This is a guy who did nothing but buy 70 guns, own them legally. When the ATF puts you in their crosshairs, this is what they do. It's legal swatting by the ATF. This is an agency that needs to be disbanded. It needs to be defunded.
Yeah. Well, you know, actually, Eric Burleson, the congressman from Missouri, is the one that is planning to submit that bill. He's been one of the loudest proponents of trying to either rein in or actually eliminate the ATF. What do we know? What they accused this guy of? Why did they raid him to begin with? Was it the wrong house?
I'm not sure. I haven't spoken yet with Lee about this.
Okay.
I'm not sure what they did. But it doesn't matter because whatever they tell us is going to be a lie.
Wow.
That much I can promise you. Whatever comes from the ATF will be a lie. What they will do, they will remain silent. This is part of what, you know, you think about conspiracy theory things, right? Drones flying over New Jersey. What does that have to do with the ATF? Government says nothing about it. It allows conspiracies to flourish.
Yes.
ATF walks into this, you know, executive airport director's house, kills him, says nothing about it. No one's been held accountable. We don't know anything. We're not going to get any answers from the ATF on this at all. None. Zero. And it's why people do not trust the government. It's why Second Amendment advocates fight for what they fight for. It's why we fight what we fight for. It's why we don't believe anything that comes from the ATF. And we never will. And it's why we will never trust them until the house is cleaned or the slate is completely wiped clean. It's that simple.
I mean, I know there is a lot of talk about, okay, you know, we have to tear down the Department of Education, for example, or we're talking in this case, the ATF. What are the odds that that actually happened, you think?
Say that one more time, Kim.
What are the odds that it actually happens where they are able to basically deconstruct the ATF as we know it now?
Not good, unfortunately. We could have. Now, see, that's where Gates as AG, who knows what he would have been able to accomplish. He was on record as saying he wanted to completely disband the ATF altogether. I don't know how that's going to break down. The only thing that I could hope for now would be a level of defunding. Now, the Gun Owners of America had successfully defunded about $125 million from their budget over the in 2024. But their budget's significantly higher than that.
Sure.
Okay. Now, this family, excuse me, was never told in Baltimore why they were targeted. And when the family's never told why they're targeted, I can promise you Mark Cox Radio is not going to find out.
That's right.
I don't care how many phone calls you make, okay? You're not going to get to the bottom of it. And it's an agency, excuse me, that's been able to get away with this for so long, so frequently, that they feel like they're above the law. And yep. Again, we're talking about an agency that decides unilaterally to change a regulation without Congress, which has criminal implications and creates new felony charges that can put you in prison for the rest of your life, and Congress had no say. And you can take that back on a smaller scale to the bump stock ban, et cetera. But people were being charged with crimes because the ATF just unilaterally said, well, we're going to make that a crime. It doesn't work that way. This is tyranny at its core.
Well, if people want to read more about that story, it's at armedamericannews.org. Of course, you can go to Armed American Radio as well and listen daily. Mark, Happy New Year, my friend. Thanks for all you do.
Oh, Happy New Year, guys. I love you guys. Happy New Year, Kim. Happy New Year, Mark, and Happy New Year, listeners. Hope you're looking forward to a great start to a year.
We are. Yes, sir. January 20th cannot get here fast enough.
I'll be in the air on the way to SHOT Show. I'm going to miss the inauguration, but it's all good.
All right, brother. We'll talk to you next year.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
Yep. Thank you.
Get more at 971talk.com.